When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Space News Pod, a daily podcast about space, science, and tech. I'm your host, Will Walden. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about moon rovers. And we're usually, you know, we all think that moon rovers are these big car kind of things, right? Or planet rovers, like Curiosity on Mars. But that's not the case for this new moon rover that Britain will be sending in 2021. It has four legs. It's developed by a British startup named Spacebit. It kind of looks like a spider, but it's small, like a spider, I guess. And it's going to be traversing through lava tubes on the moon's surface, if possible. So this thing is tiny. It can fit almost in your hand, right? And it's Britain's first rover to be sent to the moon, following the footsteps of US, China, and Russia. And hopefully this all goes well, because this will be really cool to test this new technology. Because right now we have rovers with wheels. They seem to work really well, but they can't do a lot of things that something with legs can do. Now, something with legs can traverse different terrains that a car kind of vehicle can't go down, go up. Can't, like a car can't climb, can't use one wheel at a time to climb a hill. You know, if you watch something like a dog climb a hill compared to something like a car climb a hill, it's a little bit different experience. And this rover has sensors that can measure exploration data for researchers to analyze in the future. It has cameras, so it'll be taking pictures of the moon's surface. It'll also be taking pictures of itself on the moon. And it seems to be a pretty cool thing that all the rovers on Mars are doing, taking selfies and then taking 360 panoramas of the areas around them. And these cameras are pretty freaking cool. Well, they're going to get pretty freaking cool. 266 degrees Fahrenheit during the day. That's not cool. That's really hot. But it's going to be minus 130 degrees Celsius during the night. And these cameras will be able to survive those temperatures on the moon's surface. And eventually, like I said before, it'll be going through lava tubes, which are tunnels beneath the surface of the moon thought to have once been filled with lava. And this has never been done before. And if Spacebit can do this, they will be pioneers in otherworldly exploration. Like, how crazy is that? Okay, so think about this for a second. I just want you to blow your own mind here for a second.
But first, we have to take a really quick break to do a pause for the cause.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
There's going to be a spider-type robot on the moon that'll be clambering through lava tubes, taking pictures in these lava tubes, taking data within these lava tubes, and then sending that stuff, all that data, back to Earth so we can use that information to build better robots, to do more exploration, not only on the moon, but on Mars, etc. And to build these, you know, it's a four-legged robot for a reason. If you put any more legs on it, you have more failure. And four legs seemed to be a pretty good solid choice because it's kind of, it's like the size of a CubeSat. You know, it's hand holdable. And the fact that there's only a couple countries that have done this before, that have sent rovers to the moon, and that they're taking this huge step to get a four-legged robot, an untested technology. Hey, let's throw this out there and see what happens. That's pretty bold. That's pretty bold, especially with, you know, all the technology that's been proven throughout the decades that we know car type vehicles, truck type rovers are a thing, right? So we have rovers on Mars right now, but we've also had moon cars. People have been on the moon driving in cars. Like, how crazy is that? Just, and this was a long time ago. You know, this is in the 60s and 70s. And this isn't current. So this little spider guy, he's going to be roving around these lava tubes, sending back information. And Britain's rover will be the country's first to be sent to the moon. And we'll see it join the ranks of the US, China, and Russia, which have all accomplished this mission before. The UK has built another rover called the Rosalind Franklin, which it hopes will get to Mars someday. And India has tried this. They crash landed and they didn't fully get the whole experience of a rover out there. So if this happens, if this rover is successful, we can expect more technology of this kind. Little robots crawling around on the surface of the moon, on the surface of Mars, instead of rolling around. Because tires can get stuck. If one tire gets stuck, the other three have to kind of pull it out. If it's like a crab style, this is, it's kind of, I guess this would be more like a crab than a spider. But like a crab style, four legs, it's crawling around. One leg gets stuck. The other three can pick it up, pull it out, move on to the next thing. That's pretty cool. That's pretty ingenious. So this is going to be amazing. And I really hope that Spacebit pulls this off because I'm really excited about this. And if I get any more information about it, I'll let you know about it. So thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me on the Space News Pod. My name is Will Walden, and I'll see you soon.